A historic moment. A war is ending. A new day is upon us. And let us never forget those who gave us this chance. The untold number of Iraqis who've given their lives. More than 1 million Americans, military and civilian, who have served in Iraq. Nearly 4,500 fallen Americans who gave their last full measure of devotion. Tens of thousands of wounded warriors, and so many inspiring military families. They are the reason that we can stand here today.
President Obama honoring the people whose efforts and sacrifices have helped bring an official end to the war in Iraq. Saddam Hussein, the former dictator of Iraq, was captured 8 years ago today. That was 9 months after the war started. Yesterday, President Obama and Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki declared a formal end to the war during a press conference at the White House. They also talked about their countries being partners into the future. The last U.S. military troops will be leaving Iraq by the end of this year, but President Obama promised Prime Minister al-Maliki that the U.S. will give Iraq additional economic, diplomatic, and military help. Later in the day, the two leaders were part of a ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. They paused for a moment of silence and helped lay a wreath as they paid their respects to the American troops who lost their lives during the war in Iraq.
Today's shout-out goes out to Mr. Brewer's social studies classes at Milford Junior High School in Milford, Ohio. In the U.S., who has the final authority to decide whether a law is constitutional? Here we go. Is it the President, U.S. Supreme Court, Speaker of the House, or Department of Justice? You've got 3 seconds. Go. That final authority belongs to the U.S. Supreme Court. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
That's part of what the U.S. Supreme Court will consider about an immigration law in Arizona. Controversial part of this law requires Arizona police officers to check people's immigration status when police are investigating other crimes. The Supreme Court could look at whether or not that and other parts of the law are constitutional. But the main question is whether Arizona can enforce this law on its own. The federal government says immigration issues are its responsibility. Arizona's governor says the U.S. government hasn't done enough. She also argues that her state's immigration law supports federal rules. 8 of the 9 Supreme Court justices will hear this case. Justice Elena Kagan excused herself because she was working for President Obama's administration when the government first objected to the Arizona law. That means this ruling could end in a 4-4 tie. Now, if that happens, it would mean Arizona could not enforce its immigration law, but it wouldn't give any definitive answers about whether or not the law is constitutional. That Supreme Court hearing will happen sometime next year. So will the next U.S. presidential election. But the campaign season dominated headlines this year, and it's just one of the topics that Karen Cather reviews in her look back at some of the big political stories from 2011.